We're continuing our discussion with Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in Arizona who won a landmark case against the Clintons. I mean, can you imagine that? A sheriff going up against the Clintons about gun control, about the Brady Bill, and living to tell and winning and coming out the other side with this fantastic decision. I have the little book, CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org is the website. You can get this little book. It's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, Mack Prince versus the United States of America, or versus USA, I should say. And, support Sheriff Mack, support CSPOA. The front line right now in these communities, in these counties, the front line is the sheriff. That is the front line where the rubber meets the road. Will the sheriff enforce these unconstitutional edicts? And that's what they are, edicts, like they're from a god or a king or something. Will they enforce them, or will they stand between the people and government's crushing, oppression, unconstitutional acts? Will they or won't they? That is where the rubber's meeting the road right now. Sheriff Mack is on that front line, and we need him on that line. Sheriff, we just got a little bit of time left. What the police that you talk to, the sheriffs you talk to, what is their tone as you present some of these concepts and ideas right now, especially during this virus time? What is their response?
Well, most of them think that we've gone too far, and they don't want to be in the position of being the police state type. Sheriffs. Some of the sheriffs, though, have fallen prey to the propaganda going on out there and to the fear-mongering, believing that, oh, we've got to do something. Man, we got to make everybody safe, and yes, everybody's got to cooperate, even if we got to force that. We got to force this cooperation. And so I don't blame some of them too awfully bad, because so many people are falling prey to this propaganda. And, it's brainwashing does work, and it's been working in our country for the last 100 years. That's why we accepted the Federal Reserve. That's why we accepted the IRS. I mean, we've continued to accept the IRS in this country and all the abuses and crimes they commit, and yet we still accept it. And how anybody can think that freedom and the IRS can coexist is beyond me. So it's been there. And now all the other bureaucracies in Washington, D.C., they think, well, we can act like the IRS, too. So the EPA will start doing crazy things, and the FDA will start doing crazy things to abuse people and to abuse their power, and it just keeps going. Even the USDA, agricultural bureaucracy, they go crazy on things.
How is the sheriff? How is the IRS acting crazy? So when people hear that the IRS is acting crazy and unlawful, okay, how are they doing that?
Well, the first thing is the easiest one is random audits, random baseless audits. They conduct audits on people without probable cause, without due process, and almost every one of the people they go after, if you stand up to them, they'll take your home. The IRS literally goes into people's homes and kicks them out, puts them on the street, and then sells their home to someone else to take care of their tax debt. And the very premise of that is Congress spends every amount of money that we have anyway, and all of our tax dollars, our federal tax income tax, only pays the interest on our national debt. It doesn't go into any program. It doesn't go into anything else. It pays the interest on a national debt. The whole thing about the IRS going after people like they did my father and many other people, and what they did, let me give you one of the worst abuses I've ever seen. The IRS went after Joe Lewis, who is a tremendous American citizen, tremendous generous person, and during World War II, he actually served in the military, the segregated part of the military because he was black, but he donated two prize fights. He won two prize fights when he was a heavyweight champion of the world, and he donated, he wrote his name on the back of those two checks and turned one over to the Navy and turned one over to the Army. He donated them right back to the federal government. The IRS went after him to pay taxes on both of those when they knew damn well he donated it to the federal government, which should have been a write-off. And they ruined his life. They ruined him financially. They took all the money from his kids' trust funds. They took all the money. And finally, when he died, he was so poor and had nothing left that Schmeling, who a German fighter, who he beat in a prize fight, Joe Louis beat him. They became such friends. Schmeling actually paid for Joe Louis's funeral.
Oh,
and this is the type of dictatorial cruelty that we have put up with in this country. How many Americans have been unjustly put in prison by this organization, and how many people have committed suicide because of this? And I have a friend in Provo that was harassed and annoyed and harangued by the IRS for 25 years. They ultimately took everything he owned and literally killed him because of the stress that they gave this man. He literally died of a broken heart. Literally died of a broken heart. Still very young. And it's just outrageous that many people in this country have allowed this to continue.
I want to put a couple things out there about the IRS and get your response. One, the due process is ridiculous. They'll put a lien on your property or house. There's no due process. There's no court.
No.
There's no trial. There's no anything. Two, the Fifth Amendment, you don't have to incriminate yourself, but yet they want you to fill out a form. What are you, their slave at no cost? What are you, their secretary now? So you're mandated that you need to fill out forms for them and incriminate themselves and do what they ask you to. What are they, God? I mean, all of that screams to me a scam. I don't know what else word to use. It's against the Bill of Rights.
It is. And there's been several presidential candidates, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ron Paul. They've all said that we should abolish the IRS. It never picks up any traction. It's just, sure, we're going to do that. And it is a criminal, illegal organization, and the very premise of their existence of auditing about 200,000 innocent Americans every year is completely a violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, and yet they do it every day. They make a living at it, and it's like, we're exempted from the Constitution. And see, this entire attitude that the federal government or any other government can exempt their own bureaucracies from the Constitution is the whole premise of what we're talking about today. Government, on its whim, so capriciously, can violate the Constitution as long as they believe or as long as they can make us believe that there's an emergency or there's a reason why we need an exemption or why the Constitution is just in our way right now. Well, the Constitution is supposed to be messy for them, and it's supposed to get in their way. And that's why we need our sheriffs now to stand in the way for us so that we can restore liberty to America. And I will say this again, before it's too late, because this has already gone on way too long.
You hear this thing, basic argument is, well, we need to keep people safe, what have you. And I pop back with the argument that your life, believe me, your life and pretty much everything in this world that you know is not worth as much as the enforcement of the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Everybody listening to this program combined, their earthly lives are not worth as much as the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Everybody who is hearing my voice right now, your life does not mean as much as the Bill of Rights. So how would you respond to somebody? One, do you agree with that? Two, how do you respond when people say, well, it's the job of the government to keep us safe?
Well, in some instances it is, but their job first and foremost is to protect liberty, and I do agree with you. Liberty is worth dying for. Liberty is worth fighting for. And that's where we're at right now. I'm sorry, but we're back at that. And I don't want to die. I want to live. But I will tell you right now, I would rather die than not be free. And I'm willing to fight and die and put my life on the line for American liberty. And I'm not kidding. And I really agree with Patrick Henry. You quoted it a little while ago. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?
Wow.
He said the same thing that you and I feel. Forbid it, Almighty God. And I'm saying that right now. Forbid it, Almighty God, what we're doing. That's why I'm fasting today with many, many other people across this country. There's millions of people fasting today on Good Friday. And I'm saying that it's worth it. And I'm saying that I'm not willing to sacrifice liberty so that we can try to control this disease. We've had these diseases before. For heaven's sakes, we kill 33,000 Americans every year on our roads. Anybody willing to give up their car? How about we make everybody stop driving so that we can prevent that? And we can still do trains and mass transit and buses. So, because we don't trust you people with a car. Why don't we get rid of cars? Why don't we shut down the car industry? Why don't we shut down the transportation as we know it? Well, we've never done that, and we never will. Don't you want to save just one life? Okay, stop driving. Everybody stop driving. But we don't do that. And we kill a million of people a year with smoking-related illnesses and heart disease from booze and everything. We don't outlaw booze. We don't outlaw cigarettes. My goodness. We found out that didn't work in the days of Prohibition. But so the brainwashing that's going on today that safety and health at the price of liberty and the price of our Constitution, no, I totally agree with you, Dan. I'm not willing to sacrifice that. I will work with our neighbors and friends and government officials to keep us all safe, but not at the price of liberty in our Constitution. No, I'm not going to. And there is no exemption clause, and every one of our public officials, every one of our public servants should be keeping their word and upholding, defending the Constitution.
I want to apologize to Vince. Vince, we just didn't have time to have you on, sir, but his point that he wanted to bring up to everybody was a Major Dave that was investigating election fraud and what have you in North Carolina, I think other places too, so check out Major Dave. That was from Vince. So thank you for the call, Vince. I'm sorry I didn't get you on. We have Dr. Sherry Rogers waiting, Sheriff. Last thought, where do you think this is going to go? Where can it go? Where do you envision the future here?
Well, if we keep going with this brainwashing, we're never going to get America back. And another thing, though, I honestly believe is that Trump's already making noise about this. And that in May, he wants everything reopened. Trump will not win re-election if he doesn't. And politically speaking, I know he wants to win re-election. If he does open it up, the Democrats will be coming after him that he cost everybody their lives. And everybody who's seeking freedom should be really behind him on that because this should have never happened in the first place. We should not have shut down our schools. We should not have shut down our businesses and the economy. And more of this brainwashing that the government is here to take care of us and they can spend whatever they want to do it is another brainwashing that's going to kill our economy anyway. So this is me. I really think politically Trump's going to have to do something and he's going to try. The Democrats will fight it. The Democrats hope that the disease gets worse. The Democrats hope that. And they will continue to spend money we don't have. It will cost us our economy anyway, and we will go into recession either way if the Democrats keep having their way with this. So I hope the Republicans will stand for what's right, stand for the Constitution, stand for America, because I'm telling you right now, the decision is this. Do you want to lose your job, lose liberty, and lose the economy, and maybe get the coronavirus, or would you prefer to keep your job, keep your liberty, keep the economy, and maybe get the coronavirus? Either way, the threat is still there. Would you rather do it with liberty or do it without?
Great point. I mean, what you just said is logic. People are getting the coronavirus now. So what's the... destroying the economy is deadly also.
We shut down baseball. We shut down everything. We shut down school. What happened? It got worse.
Sheriff Mack, it's been an absolute pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, not often I make pleas for guests and what have you. You will see in the coming weeks and months, and hopefully sooner than later, you're going to see us align ourselves and move with Sheriff Mack in a concerted effort of building on that meeting in Houston. And I've told you this before. I'm gonna ask it to you again. I'm gonna bring it to your mind again. This is desperate times, and I know that you know that. I know that you feel that for our republic, but a lot of you, well, you're not sure what to do. We are formulating a simple process, a simple way to be able to do something. We maybe not be able to make a dent in the whole world or the whole country, but specific pockets, we feel very confident that we can do something in specific counties, specific areas, and that that can be a beginning, building on what Sheriff Mack has already done to just enhance that and to multiply that. We need your support on this. Sheriff Mack needs your support right now. We need him on that wall right now. Now, do you hear everything he's saying? Do you hear Patrick Henry? Do you hear George Washington? Do you hear Thomas Jefferson? There is nothing in your life, nothing that is as important as liberty, ladies and gentlemen. I love you. I love this country. I care about you and this issue deeply. Your prayers are needed. Your insight, your intellect, your debate skills when you come into contact with people. I mean, this is all on right now. It is all on America, the future, who you are. Are you endowed by your creator or not? Is this America or not? Please support Sheriff Mack, CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org, and also look for what we're doing here in the next little bit to support also. We're going to try to make it simple, easy to do some things and put some things together. God bless you, Sheriff Mack. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Dan, so much. I'll see you soon, my friend.
You sure will. You sure will. There he goes, Uncle Kevin, Sheriff Mack.
One of my favorites.
They're geolocating you to get drive into state in Utah right now. I mean, this is what we're talking about. We're not... You know, not only are they arresting surfers, now they're geolocating you, sending a signal to your cell phone for a form to fill out for you to go into Utah right now.
Yeah. Sounds like Nazi Germany.
They're talking about travel ban in Michigan also. Catherine, I don't know where to... I mean, who knows? I haven't followed the news here since I've been on air.
Americans are smart. We know what to do. I mean, we could protect ourselves without going into a communist... rule. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Our next guest is one of our, I mean, we got to talk about a power-packed show today. We got Sheriff Mack talking about the liberty side of it and the constitutional, the law side of it. And then we have Dr. Sherry Rogers, whose accomplishment are, you know, just
she's
out there. She's unbelievable. One of the best medical minds there is. She's going to talk about coronavirus and other things, getting yourself healthy. So we don't have to be so scared of this. We can actually be fortified against
it. I'm not scared of it.
Do we have Dr. Rogers, Todd? Dr. Sherry Rogers, without any further ado, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I think today we want to make sure that people know that even if it simmers down now, it will come back with a vengeance. We know why. We know how it works. We know how to stop it. Not everyone who is exposed gets the coronavirus. And we know the difference in their bodies between the survivors and the people who die. 1 in 7 people now who end up in the ICU will die. And
what is going, Dr. Roger, what is going in the ICU? I hear doctors all over, some doctors are saying, hey, if you give them zinc and hydrochloroquine, we're having success. Others are saying, hey, they need oxygen, they're getting oxygen. I mean, what do you make of, what is going on in these ICUs?
We know how people die. When they do the autopsies of the lungs of people who have died of coronavirus, we see that the lungs are what we call leaky. They have a lot of clotting. That's why, as we said on last week's show, that if you have fever and cough and you think that you need to be in ICU, but no one around has the test so that they're not really eager to put you in ICU, if you're in danger of dying, have your D-dimer, capital D-dimer, it's available in every lab, D-dimer, and your LDH, lactic acid dehydrogenase, LDH, drawn. Because people who died, they doubled. This is in the Journal of the American Medical Association, March 17th this year. People who died of the virus had elevated D-dimer. They were trying to, the body was trying viciously to make up for the leaky lung where the enzymes of the virus just disintegrate the cell membranes. And that, and then they also then release a lot of the enzymes that are in the lung, and that's the LDH. So if those two things go up, or if you have a little finger oximeter, a measure that you can get in any drugstore of the oxygen in your bloodstream, if it goes lower than like 96%, I would be worried or concerned as well. Now, back
what
on
should it
health,
be? What should that be? And you're talking about the thing on your finger. Okay, so that, so it's just a little, it's almost like a little, I don't know, a covering on your finger.
Every time
just,
you go to the emergency room or any place, the doctor's office, they put it on to see what your oxygen is. But back on how this, the person dies, is the cell membranes in the lung become extremely leaky. We also know why a person is vulnerable, who gets it and who doesn't. It's because the gates on the cell membrane that allow the virus in are open. And in fact, the people who get it have like four or more times the gates in the cell than people who are resistant to it are. And these gates are highly dependent on certain nutrients. In the last 30 years, I've been practicing 50 years, but in the last 30 years, we have had a test that's 11 pages of vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids, etc., that our readers of our books and newsletters have done in two dozen countries, and I interpret it for them on the phone. What we have seen is that the average person, the gates of hell are open. The ACE receptors where the virus comes in are wide open, and they don't have the nutrients on board to fight the entry and the replication, the virus making new baby viruses. They don't have the minerals that stop that. And so
there's
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, there's the music on the other side. The minerals that stop that, the leaky gut, or leaky lung, excuse me. Not leaky cat, leaky lung. More Cherry Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com. PrestigePublishing.com is the website. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Selenium, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, phosphatidylcholine, Happy Bodies Detox, the Strauss Heart Drops, all these and more at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Excuse me, I had to run here. It's a crazy day here. It's a feel-good broadcast. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers. PrestigePublishing.com is our great website where you can not only get the Total Wellness newsletter, you can find her books, which are seminal. We have about, I don't know, we have about five or six different books that she's written, about 15, I think, Dr. Rogers. How many books have you written? 15?
Who cares? Yeah. But more importantly is we know now how to stop. What mineral stops the virus from making babies inside, baby viruses inside your cells? What stops them from replicating? What vitamin vitamin closes the gates so that it can't even get in? And how do you fortify that membrane against the viral all the enzymes that the virus makes that create leaky gut and as well leaky lung? The cell membranes make cytokines. These are proteins that actually fight off viruses. So in order to do all of that, the mineral that stops viruses from making babies is the zinc, because it is needed in the RNA polymerase in our own cells. So at least 30 milligrams of zinc a day for a lot of people, but you have to balance it with your molybdenum, manganese, magnesium, etc., or you'll throw the balance off. And so it's a lot for people who cannot afford the blood test. The directions are in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have diabetes. The nutrient, the vitamin that closes the gates, because we know the gates of entry are the ACE, angiotensin-converting enzyme, receptors on the cell membranes, is vitamin D. But without sunshine, without healthy kidneys and liver, you can't even convert the D to its active form. And what we have found over 30 years in assaying the vitamin D levels in thousands of people in two dozen countries is most people need 10,000 IU a day. This is versus 400 that's the RDA. And the more drugs and prescriptions a person is on, the more ACE receptors they make, and we discussed that in the last preceding two Fridays here, so people can catch up on that. So the more diagnoses you have, the more medicines you take, the more symptoms you have, then the more ACE receptors you have, and you have opened the gates of hell. You are inviting the virus in.
Let me ask you about those leaky lungs, about respirators, because we're seeing doctors even come out saying that the respirators are killing people because of the pressure it's putting on the lungs because they're, I guess, too leaky, I guess. What do you know about that?
It's because they haven't fixed what's broken. Don't forget, our medical system makes us number 43 in health in the world. The countries that were top 10 way ahead of us, Italy, Spain, France, they've already succumbed to the virus and been slammed by it. The United States people have levels of glyphosate, the Roundup weed killer, in their bloodstream, 7 times higher than Europeans. The U.S. people are working absolutely blindly. The practice guidelines for every specialty are, doctor, you use this drug, this device, and then surgery. They do not look for cause and cure because, like, for example, as we've talked about in the preceding shows, the only way you can resurrect that damaged cell membrane, which leads to high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, et cetera, every disease, you need cod liver oil. You need phosphatidylcholine powder. You need the 8 forms of E, the 4 tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and the 4 tocotrienols. You need phosphatidylserine. You need all of this stuff. There are only 2 causes for all disease. Only 2. And 2 causes for your vulnerability. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And so in the last few episodes, we've talked more about how to fix the nutrient deficiencies. And in order not to die from the virus, there are 3 things that are needed. You have to stop the 7M. That's in the 2019 Total Wellness, and we've gone into that before. You have to stop the 7M. If you don't, you're screwed. You have to correct your deficiencies, number 2. And the most common deficiencies we've seen in 30 years are spelled out with the doses and so forth in How to Cure Diabetes. And then you have to detox. Because there are only 2 causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. We are the most toxic people ever in the history of the planet Earth. Even the polar bears in the Arctic, who have the cleanest air, food, and water, now have human diseases, osteoporosis, hypothyroidism. They have levels of plasticizers in their blood, and they don't drink out of styrofoam coffee cups. So the detoxification begins with detoxify or die, and then the ultimate high blood pressure hoax, because that shows people how to do, with the detoximin suppositories, how to do chelation of heavy metals that make people vulnerable with at-home suppositories that are 7 times cheaper, easier, safer than IV chelation. They can go to detoximin, detoxamin.com. 619-354-2728. They can read about it in the high blood pressure hoax. There are many ways to get yourself smarter. Right now, we have surpassed the rest of the world with corona. People who have no money, go out and buy some sardines today that were ocean caught, et cetera.
Wild
yes,
sardines.
Thank you. And you make sure that you have eggs every day for the phosphatidylcholine. The sardines will raise your levels of omega-3. If you can't afford cod liver oil, try to eat some beans and salads. Buy some frozen peas so that you'll have things when it's going to get worse. And it may not happen now, but it will happen within a year. And
all
so
right,
some people have time to make themselves stronger.
All right, I think this is very important. As I've listened to you, I think what you're saying now is the most important motivator for people. Whatever the environment for this virus is right now, you're telling us quite certainly, I mean, you seem adamant about this, that whether it's 6 months or a year from now, that this virus is going to come back worse, kind of like the Spanish flu in 1918 did the exact same thing. Why do you say that, and what does that really look like?
Because most people are not playing with a full deck of nutrients. There are only two causes for all diseases. Nutrient levels go down, toxicity levels go up. We have outdone ourselves. We are the most toxic people, and we have huge amounts of people in the United States, the land of plenty. It doesn't matter what the socioeconomic level is. They have huge pockets of zinc deficiency, magnesium, selenium. You can't resist the vitamin D. All this is documented. As you know, I'm a reference junkie, so it forced me into four specialties and also making sure that I have the scientific backup for everything I say, because I am a reference junkie. I can't help it. I need the scientific backup. We have huge pockets of all these deficiencies, and we see it every day in people who are very smart and are reading. We have, in fact, in the newsletter, we have an acronym for people. When you think that you have something that's impossible to heal, just think. Just look at the T, toxins, H, hormones, I, intestines, N, nutrient deficiencies, K, your knowledge gaps. For example, intestines. The gut is half the immune system for the entire body. If that's not healthy, you will never heal or be able to resist the coronavirus. And so the more we can teach people that they have responsibility for their health, not some government, not some insurance company, not some doctor. Each person has to take responsibility for their own health, or we will be slammed as we already have. We have surpassed all the other countries in deaths now, and we are the newcomer to the game, and we've only been here for a few weeks.
You talked about selenium and magnesium. Talk about each of them individually, how important they are and what they do.
Well, like, for example, I would personally recommend that people gear up with things like detoximin, the suppositories to detoxify heavy metals, because there seems to be a magical way of things disappearing in medicine that I've seen in 50 years for no scientific reason except that they help people get better. So I would stockpile that as well as food. My husband and I were at 8 o'clock this morning at Whole Foods, et cetera, getting months' worth, because I'm not so sure the average American is that smart. Anyway, do not do your detoxamin until you know your RBC zinc, or I'm sorry, your RBC magnesium and your RBC zinc are in the top half of normal, because you don't want to detox out any minerals. You want to detox heavy metals, weed killers, the stuff that's in everybody. The United States government has done huge amounts of surveys that they've been published in the Environmental Health Perspectives and Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, et cetera, and even the Journal of the American Medical Association. They've shown that we rule the world in terms of people who have toxins in their systems. This is an unprecedented era. We all have like Teflon and plasticizers and all sorts of weed killers and heavy metals. These things are from industry and food manufacturing and how we take care of our environment and many other reasons. So if we don't get rid of them on a daily basis, and that starts with the book Detoxify or Die, and then go to more extreme measures as the detoxamine suppositories in the high blood pressure hoax, that makes the difference between people who make it and don't. And I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had over 24 incurable problems. They're still considered incurable. I had to learn how to get rid of them. I have no medicines, no symptoms. I don't even have gray hair, and I'll be 77 in 4 days.
Wow. Happy birthday.
And I play tennis every day, except for the last week now because we're shut down here, but we're managing to get our exercise other ways. Anyway, medicine.
What about the Happy Bodies? What about the Happy Bodies detox cocktail? We have that over at the Power Mall. Would that be
a daily regimen? Every day you have to say to yourself before you go to bed, okay, did I rev up my nutrient levels? Did I make them better, same, or worse? And then, what about the second cause of disease? Did I get rid of some toxins? How many toxins did I get rid of? And that's why the detox cocktail every day. There are so
many
things
that
we have.
Does that take care of heavy metals? Does that take out heavy metals, that detox
cocktail?
Well,
it's glutathione, R-lipoic acid, and vitamin C, so they do some of those, but the detoximin is the key for the heavy metals.
How does that work? Why does it do that? Why does it do that?
Ethylene diamine tetracetic acid, EDTA. It's been known for over 50 years to be one of the best chelators. In fact, it's even in a lot, if you look on the ingredients of foods, it's on those because it takes heavy metals out of some of the foods, and you know, it's very safe. It's been a FDA approved food additive for 50 years.
Uncle Kevin is here. He's got a question about in the nasal passage or something.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kev.
When I was a kid, my mom and my grandmother during cold season used to put Vaseline in and up their nose to protect from the virus. Is that real or is that true or what's going on?
I don't know. Never did it. We've had nasal lavage. We have people clean out their nose. Mm-hmm. We have people clean out their guts, as in the book Wellness Against All Odds, because that's like the first one that a lot of people with cancers read, because did you ever wonder why a cancer cell is not killed like a staph or a strep? Because cancer cells are smarter. They wrap a special coating around themselves, just like viruses do, that make them immune or invisible to the immune system. And that's why they're not killed until you use the proper enzymes to dissolve off that coating.
What
and
about selenium?
Wellness.
Does selenium do that also or help with that process?
Well, selenium, again, is in like 24 enzymes. So it's in some of the detox enzymes. It's glutathione peroxidase, et cetera. So there are many. A huge population of the United States is low in thyroid. And yet they're prescribed, to show you the idiocy of our medical system in working blindly, they're prescribed Synthroid. Well, that's synthetic thyroid. And never FDA approved, by the way, because it's too old. Anyway, in order to be converted to normal, real active thyroid, T3, you need the enzyme that has selenium in it. Do you think I have ever, in reviewing the records from thousands of our readers in 24 countries, ever seen the records from any endocrinology clinic where they checked the level of selenium, RBC selenium? We check it all the time, every day. You can't convert to real thyroid. That's why half the people who are on thyroid are still depressed. They're still fat. They still have high cholesterol. They still have all the problems of hypothyroidism. Plus, then they make antibodies against the thyroid. And what do those do? Well, they don't just go to the thyroid. They go to the brain, too, and they destroy the brain. They eventually cause dementia or thyroid and encephalopathy, Hashimoto's encephalopathy, et cetera. I mean, we do not look at the basic stuff that we could look at in United States medicine for one reason. Nutrients are cheap and the drugs are expensive.
Mm. Let me ask, this is kind of a little sideways, but going along with what you said, my in-laws are very medical. I talk about them often here on the show, just as kind of, I think everybody can relate to this and experiences this one way or another. They're very medical. You know, there's two or three nurses, two or three dentists, another drug dealer, which is a pharmacist, another, you know, what have you. What do I tell my in-laws if I were to say the medical system in America for normal health is pretty much a failure and your whole industry is a con game for money? What should they think? What would you tell them? My in-laws, for example.
Oh, it's easy. Read any book. Start with the high blood pressure hoax, because don't forget, when you have high blood pressure, you increase your ACE receptors. The gates of hell are open, and you are inviting in the coronavirus. So say you have high blood pressure. What, you go to the doctor, what's he do? Oh, he puts you on a diuretic. Well, what does that do? Oh, that makes you pee out more urine, so it's simple plumbing. Your pressure can go down. Problem is, you also pee out some potassium, and guess what else? Magnesium. But guess what? Half the people who have high blood pressure, if they just take enough magnesium, it relaxes the blood vessels, and now they're fine. And they don't need a medicine for the rest of their lives. They don't need to become more magnesium deficient, because when you take the diuretic, guess what happens? You lose more and more magnesium steadily. So now either your pressure goes up higher, or you get other diseases. You get depression, or you get the ultimate magnesium deficiency symptom. You have a sudden heart attack. But when they take you to the emergency room to do a cardioversion, do you think they can? It's successful? No. You don't have enough magnesium to make the heart beat. And so that's why half the people die. Magnesium deficiency, even the U.S. government has said, is in over 50% of Americans. And so, and that's just one. And magnesium is in 500 enzymes. So anyway, back to the person with high blood pressure, since a third of American adults have it. Now you're on another drug. Say you're on lisinopril, an ACE inhibitor. Oh, wow, wait a minute. That blocks those very receptors that you have way too many of. Because what's happening is when you start getting unhealthy, you get unhealthy because you don't have the right nutrients, the cod liver oil, the phosphatidylcholine, the eight forms of E, et cetera, in the cell membrane. So now it makes more ACE receptors, plus it has to do with, I don't want to get into so much biochemistry, but the renin-angiotensin system. When you stand up, you need higher blood pressure, and so your kidneys send a chemical message, oh, raise the pressure, because they need it, so that you don't fall over. And anyway, when you have damage to those systems, then you have more ACE receptors. You double, triple, quadruple the gates that allow the virus to come in. And so what does the doctor do who doesn't know anything about this chemistry? He tries to poison those receptors, because he knows you have too many of them, so he just tries to bludgeon them instead of fix it. So what does he bludgeon them with? ACE receptor inhibitors, called lisinopril and all the other names. We'll go into them next month in the newsletter, all the names of those drugs, because that's like the second line that's often prescribed, or the beta blockers. And then you just go on and on to more drugs. And sooner or later, then you morph into other diseases and other problems. Because, or take atrial fib. I mean, you can have 100 people with arrhythmia, but some are cured with just the cod liver oil, some with magnesium, some with fixing the gut, some with getting a damaged root canal out of the acupuncture meridian that it's in, some with other things. Others have to detoxify levels of mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic. I mean, we have all the answers. Medicine has known for decades how to make people healthy, but the money is in making sure they're on $5,000 a year of one drug, wow. And then you need another and another and another, and that's generates.
Does that make you mad? Does that make you mad?
No, what makes me mad are ignorant people.
Part of the reason they're ignorant is because the whole system is telling them, you know, A, and then you're telling, here you are like a lone wolf telling the B. I mean, I don't entirely fault them. It makes me mad that the system is so geared to, take advantage of them, con them, really.
For example, ablation. People who have ablation shows they're really ignorant and choose not to take control of their medicine, because that's like paying your doctor $40,000 to give you a heart attack. Because instead of fixing the atrial fib and curing it, as we described in starting with the high blood pressure hoax, and then is your cardiologist killing you, instead they just go in there and burn out part of the heart, nerve, and muscle, and hope that helps. But instead, then they need a pacemaker later on. They go into heart failure later on. They go have other things because they never fixed what was broken. Medicine does not fix what's broken. It works blindly and drugs everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, PrestigePublishing.com is where you can find all this great information. Last question I'm going to ask you. You went to Whole Foods. What have you seen from your area? You know, you go to the store. Are people oblivious? Are they concerned?
Half of the people had masks on and half didn't, including the workers and the customers. And another thing, don't forget, we should tell folks that one of the most damaging things to the whole cell membrane, because the core of the cell membrane is cholesterol. Statins will go down in history as one of the worst mistakes we've ever made in the history of medicine. The evidence is in the cholesterol hoax and in subsequent newsletters, 2015 to 2020. You cannot poison one of the very fundamental chemistries of the human body. In fact, you can't even make new memory without enough cholesterol. And this month's newsletter, we go into how to reverse early Alzheimer's, et cetera. Anyway, and then next month, we're going into the corona. And the following month as well, because there are people who will take control and get themselves well and keep themselves well. And there are others that, they're just on their own. It's survival of the fittest.
We got about, 15 seconds or so before the music starts. It is an honor to talk to you. You are, your information is, to some, it's probably disturbing. To others, it's, enlightening. Last question, maybe 10 or 15 seconds. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're standing in a field all by yourself shouting to the world? I mean, do you feel alone?
Oh, no, my gosh. I am so blessed with seeing people heal the impossible every day. See people actually heal stuff that even I told them, gee, I've never seen anybody get rid of this. So just tell everyone to make themselves too smart to fail.
Well, there you go. And there's the music. And I can see Joyce right now in the back of my mind swaying back and forth to this song. So enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. We got a great lineup next week. Make yourself too smart to fail. PrestigePublishing.com, ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be, The Power Hour. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Dr. Rogers. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again?